This is Andy Griffith. Although the title of our story is The Dolphin Position, it doesn't have anything to do with fish, except that it might stretch the imagination a little bit, the same as those fish stories your Uncle Ernie used to tell. The dolphin position we're talking about is something you do in yoga, where you kind of stand on your head and your feet at the same time, you know, with your backside way up near the shelf where the kids can't reach the cookies. The advantages to assuming this position are it raises your energy level, something fierce, and it increases your blood supply without a transfusion. It also gives you an immediate sense of well-being and moves you a step or two closer to communion with the infinite, with a capital I. That breathing you hear is coming from the lungs of none other than Jerry Tremendous. That's his real name, and he's the head of the zippiest, craziest advertising agency in town, Tremendous and Pill. The Pill is Paul Pill, Jerry's partner. Paul's a little flaky, too, and you'll meet him later on. But our story is really about Jerry. Jerry is real big on self-improvement. Every day before he ascends to his office on high, he cuts off a slice of enlightenment, puts it in his lunch pail.
Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better.
How about you, folks? Can you say as much for yourselves? Well, before you rush off to stand on your head and your feet at the same time with your backside way up near the shelf where the kids can't reach the cookies, you better listen on. Because a lot of things can happen when you start elevating your consciousness. The dolphin position is only the beginning of Jerry's problems and only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Dolphin Position, by Percy Grainger. Our stars, Elliot Reed, Joan McCall, and Barney Phillips.
Maybe while we've got Jerry Tremendous temporarily suspended in his yoga, we better tell you a couple of things about him. In addition to being the fastest talking ad executive ever to hook his fingers into your lapels, he's a man of boundless confidence, boundless egotism, and boundless disdain for the limits of mere reality. He uses phrases like, all happiness lies in the imagination, and we deal in illusion and fantasy. And one other thing, he is also a ladies' man par excellence, and his penthouse apartment is known as the notorious Love Nest.
Just relax, Jerry. Center yourself. It's Monday, the start of a brand new week. And tonight, you have a date with Margie. Oh, watch it, fella. Don't think about that now. It's meditation time. Let go of all emotion, all tension. Every breath is a gift. Relax and open. Relax and open. Oh, damn it. Yeah, speak to me. Oh, hi, Cheryl, sweetheart. How are you this morning? All honey and purrs, as usual? Oh, yeah. All right, put him on. Damn it, Paul. How many times have I told you not to call while I'm meditating? I'll be at the office by 9:30. Look, we're going to have plenty of time to go over the presentation before... What? Which commercial? The censor said what? What do you mean we can't say the product is safe? We can only say it makes you feel safe. What's the difference? Paul, we are not lying. Belief is truth. We create truth. This country is founded on the proposition that anything's possible. The whole Declaration of Independence boils down to two words. Why not? No idea is too wild for people to accept. Just remember that and don't bother me again. Just keep telling yourself, today's fantasy is tomorrow's fact. Nearly terrific. Now, where the heck was I? Okay. Now, just calm down. Center yourself. Breathe deeply. Relax. Detach. Feel your third eye opening. Feel the cosmic energy. Forget the things of this world.
Jerry? Oh, I'm sorry.
What was that? Was there someone? Whoa, slow down, fella. Hearing voices is Joan of Arc's racket. But I could have sworn... Hello?
Oh, you are finished. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I heard the phone.
Who's she?
I just wanted to tell you the coffee's on.
Oh, thanks.
What, are you losing your grip? So many women, you can't keep tabs.
And breakfast will be ready in a minute.
Oh, terrific.
I'm hallucinating, that's it. It's the yoga. It's my low blood pressure.
Can I give you a kiss?
Holy cow. Scratch hallucination.
Is something the matter? Oh, I know. It's this dress, isn't it? You've never liked it, but it's the only clean woolen one I have. Ooh, it's gotten so chilly all of a sudden. Aren't you cold?
Cold?
I'll just turn up the thermostat.
How did she know where the thermostat was?
Zip me up, would you?
Oh, sure.
She seems to find nothing unusual about being in my apartment at 9:30 on a Monday morning.
Say, listen.
Yes?
Wait, you idiot. You want her to think you're nuts?
I really have to rush, dear. Mr. Fielding talked to me again on Friday about always being late to work. I'll bring your coffee.
What the heck is going on? Where was I last night? Did I get drunk? Who is she? Okay, relax, man. Just take it easy. You can live with this. It'll all come back to you in a minute. Meanwhile, don't question it, man. Go with the flow. Anything's possible. That's the credo you live by. Just get dressed.
I'll just put your coffee on the bureau.
I tell you, I have never seen her before in my life. I must be going crazy. No, you can come up with a better explanation than that. Now think. Try to remember. Remember, that's it. I can't remember. I must have amnesia. But everything is familiar. This is my bedroom. This is my apartment. Isn't it? Of course it is. Paul called me a few minutes ago, my partner. I talked to him. Everything is normal. The only thing that doesn't fit is her. Selective amnesia?
Yoo-hoo! Breakfast!
Breakfast. She's really insinuating herself, isn't she? All right. Let's get this out in the open right now. No. Direct confrontation is out of the question. After all, she might be right. And if she's right, that means I'm crazy. And if I'm crazy, I'd better keep my mouth shut.
There you are. You're normal for breakfast, I hope?
Of course I'm normal for breakfast. How normal do you have to be?
I meant, I hope you want your usual.
Oh.
Aha. Will she know what my usual is? Well, I know what my usual is. Oh, this isn't fair.
Sit down and I'll serve. You must be nervous.
Nervous? Why?
Isn't this the day of your big presentation for that $10 million account?
Yep.
I imagine there's a lot of competition for it.
I'll say. Every agency...
Wait a minute. That's it. She's a plant. She's been infiltrated here by the competition to throw me off my stride and make me blow the presentation.
Drink your orange juice.
Oh, drink my orange juice. So they want to play hardball, eh? Well, no one outbluffs Jerry Tremendous. I've got people eating what I tell them to eat and drinking what I tell them to drink from Baja to Bar Harbor. And if she thinks she can bounce me off my balance beam, she's got another thing coming.
Jerry Tremendous, the silver-tongued manipulator of fact and fancy, wakes one morning to find a stranger in his apartment acting very much at home. Jerry Tremendous, being a creative person himself, naturally takes the situation in stride. What is normalcy after all, but that which we agree to accept as normal?
Let's see how long she can keep this game up when you turn on the old charm, Jer.
Here are your eggs and bacon.
She's gorgeous. Get her phone number.
More coffee?
Get her name.
Jerry.
What?
Coffee?
Oh, sure. Sure, sweetheart.
Don't call me that.
Why not?
Coming from you, it sounds common.
Oh-ho. She's going to play hard to get.
Here's your toast. Do you want strawberry jam or marmalade?
Marmalade.
You hate marmalade.
You hate marmalade.
I meant... Ha! Why did you ask me then?
What?
If you knew, why did you ask me?
Well, they have just become clients of yours, the marmalade people.
She knows everything. Whoever she's working for did his homework.
Well, I never mix my business with my personal life. How about you?
How about me what?
You ever mix business with pleasure?
Are you feeling all right?
Well, there's one way to find out.
Jerry, you're acting very strangely this morning. I don't think all that yoga is good for you.
She's getting rattled, Jerry. Keep up the pressure.
Oh, you got a nice way with bacon and eggs.
What?
Breakfast is a very significant meal, don't you think? I mean, who you eat it with. It's like a commitment, if you know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
What I'm trying to say is, win, lose, or draw, I hope we can see each other again.
Is that the only way you can relate to me?
What?
With innuendo?
Uh-oh, Jer. I think you've got a femme liber on your line.
I'm not one of your women, all right? And don't treat me like one.
Change tactics, quick.
Hey, you've got me wrong. Oh, I was thinking we could go to a museum. There's a retrospective on women painters at the...
Don't patronize me. Art is beyond you. Ow!
Oh, careful, your hand!
Oh, my God, her hand. Look at her hand. She's got a wedding ring. This is a no-no, Jer. Cardinal rule number one, never get mixed up with married women.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to...
Wait a minute. That ring. That's your mother's. How did she get it? I've kept it hidden in my bureau drawer ever since she died. No one knows about that ring.
Jerry, I've got to go to work.
Wait.
Wait. Just stay right there. Don't move.
I keep it in the top right-hand bureau drawer. I've never moved it. I've never touched it. It's gone. So that's it. She's a thief. She's just a common... Oh, no. What was that? Pantyhose? The drawer is filled with women's pantyhose. My bureau is filled with... But I'm not married. I'm Jerry Tremendous. I've never even seen her before.
I have to go, Jerry. I suppose you'll be working late. as usual tonight.
Working late?
We both know what I mean.
I don't know.
I'll probably bring some things home from the office then. I'll be back around 6 as usual.
No, but, I won't work late. I'll cancel my work. How's that? We can go out together, just the two of us.
I better go. I don't want another lecture about being late from Mr. Fielding.
No, wait.
Goodbye.
Rats. She was gorgeous and I didn't even get her name. You're losing your touch, Jerry. How could I be married to someone like that and not even know it? I've got to find out who she is. But how? Fielding. That's it. A phone book. Fielding. Oh, merely terrific. Look at all these Fieldings. What did they do? Clone them? I know. Call Paul. He'll give you a straight answer. What are you, nuts? How's it going to sound if I ask him something like that? Now get a hold of yourself. Let's go over the options. Number one, it's a practical joke. Okay, that's slim, but it's still a possibility. I mean, you've got to be fair to yourself, because the only other option from where you're standing is you're crazy. It's possible. They say Casanova finally lost his mind. And look at the bright side. If you are crazy, what freedom. Okay. The point is, I can live with it. What is reality, anyway? Jerry, you're the one who determines reality for millions of people. It's all in what we can persuade ourselves to accept. Oh, no. No, I want to know the truth, damn it. I want to know the truth.
We left our hero bucking about like a hogback nag looking for a dog to kick. But like they say, the opera ain't over till the fat lady sings. And Jerry Tremendous, the media wunderkind, isn't about to let reality put one over on him. For the first time in his life, he's determined to get to the bottom of things. And he's equally determined not to miss a beat while he's doing it.
Chains. Lots of chains today, Jerry. And jewelry. No one's got to suspect a thing. It doesn't matter if you're crazy. The important thing is to be functional. I'll get a straight answer on my marital status from someone at the office. But that means I gotta play it calm, rational, and businesslike.
Good morning, Tremendous Pills. I'm sorry. That always cracks me up.
Hey, Cheryl, isn't Jerry here yet?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Pill is in. I'll connect you.
Cheryl, you knock it off. Listen, tell him Bernie and I have come up with a solution to milk.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Joey. Where are you going?
Lunch?
At 10 in the morning. I'm taking your portfolio. I'll touch.
You wouldn't
by any chance be sneaking out to go job hunting, would you?
They haven't talked to me in 2 weeks. No one's talked to me in 2 weeks. I'm a marked man, Cheryl. Any day now, I'm going to find a fish on my desk.
Oh, if I were you, I wouldn't pay any attention to those rumors.
Rumors? What rumors? What rumors?
Rumors.
I'll take rumor. I'll take anything. I'm desperate.
I think it's unfair of you to lay your problems on me, Tilly, and I don't feel guilty about saying that.
Well, make up something, then. I don't care. Just talk to me. I'm dead, aren't I? I don't exist anymore. I don't take up space. Get me 30 seconds with Jerry, would you?
His schedule's absolutely full, Tilly. I'm sorry.
15 seconds? 10? 5?
Tilly, relax. No matter what happens, you're a good person.
Just act normal.
Mr. Tremendous?
Don't let them see anything is wrong.
Mr. Tremendous, could I talk to you for just 1 minute?
Of course, Tilly.
I can? Is something the matter?
Do I look like something's the matter?
Are you mad at me?
What?
Why are you talking to me?
You'd talk to you, too, if you'd been through what I've just been through.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought something was wrong.
I don't have time for you today, Tilly.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Mr. T.
Everything looks perfectly familiar. The only thing that doesn't fit is her.
Morning, boss.
Hi, sweetheart. Any calls? They'll have to wait till after we've had our affair.
Wait a minute, you baboon. Cheryl's a good kid. She could give you a straight answer.
Paul's been waiting for you.
Later for Paul. Look, forget what I just said.
Why? It's the best offer I've had all morning.
I think we ought to reposition our relationship.
Reposition? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we're both adults. There's no reason we can't talk sensibly to each other. I mean, you're a married woman, and how would you put it?
I'd be much more interested in how you put it.
Well, yeah, never mind. The point is, my behavior has been juvenile, and I am going to treat you with respect from now on.
I'm turning in my notice.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I thought so. I'm turning in my notice.
Cheryl is...
Look, Mike, he's here.
Oh, Jerry, baby. We have got the answer to milk.
What?
For the pseudo-lectic account. Read him the copy, Mike.
Okay, you ready now? Here goes. For centuries, this animal...
Picture of a man, middle age, middle class, middle everything. Mr. Average, the perfect fake normal guy.
Has been dependent on this animal.
Picture of a cow, front view, least flattering, full udder, fat belly, ugliest cow we can find.
For nature's perfect food. But we've taken nature out of nurture.
Now there's...
Ta-da! Look, he's stunned.
Is it a good stun or a bad stun? Jerry, baby. Hello? Hello, Earthship the Captain Tremendous.
Now, there's what?
We don't know yet. I mean, we haven't come up with an actual name.
But without a name, what do you have? Without a name, there's no foundation. Without a name, a person is just a person taking up space in someone else's apartment. Or she could just be a figment of your imagination. She could vanish without an explanation. Without a name, what is she? Nothing.
Do you mind? I mean, do you mind, Bernie, that we work for a genius?
Is he merely brilliant or is he merely brilliant?
What are you talking about?
Thanks, Jer. We will have the whole storyboard on your desk by milk and crackers time, okay?
I can't talk to anyone. They don't hear me.
Jerry?
What?
Paul is waiting.
Paul? Of course. We've been together from the beginning. Paul, I can talk to.
Paul.
Well, it's about time. We've got the presentation in 20 minutes.
Oh, punctuality's a cheap virtue. I've got to talk to you.
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of problems in our concept.
I've got some problems in my concept.
I think maybe this time we've gone too far. I think we're going to insult the public's intelligence.
I don't care about the public's intelligence. I'm losing my mind.
Really? You mean we're getting a break?
Paul, I'm serious. Just give me 30 seconds of quality attention, okay?
You're on.
I've got to ask you something. It's very personal. Me personal, not you personal. And I want you to forget I ever asked. I mean after you've answered. Okay?
20 seconds.
It's a joke question. Just something that I was wondering about in passing.
15.
It's a game. Just a game. Word association, that's all. It's nothing. I'm just going to ask you a question, and I want you to say the first word that comes into your mind. Like yes or no. It's a yes or no question. True or false. Very simple.
5 seconds.
Okay. Here goes. Just a game, right? This is the question. Am I...
Yes?
Am I...
Hey, that's a pretty profound question.
What?
Are you? I mean, well, there are a lot of possible answers to that. Depends on how many philosophy courses you took in college.
Paul.
That's really existential, Jerry. I don't see how a yes or no is going to take care of it.
Paul, that is not the question.
If that isn't, what is? Well?
Andy Griffith again, and here's the fourth act of The Dolphin Position.
Okay, Paul. My question is actually this. What are you doing?
Push-ups.
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Am I married?
What?
Am I married?
That's what I thought you said.
Well?
Is that the question?
Yes.
And you want the first word that comes into my mind?
Yes.
Ha.
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 Paul, I said I was thinking more along the lines of yes or no.
Oh. Hey, you count those? I can still do one push-up for every year of my life. Mm. All right. You ready for that presentation now?
You didn't answer me.
Look, Jerry, the important thing is not the answer, but to get it off your chest by asking a question. Now, come on, let's go.
Paul, I am in no shape to stand up before a bunch of executives. They would take one look at me and fold their tents.
You mean you want me to give the presentation? Well, why didn't you just come out and say so? Jerry, what came over you in there?
I'm sorry, Paul.
Sorry? You were terrific.
But I just sat there. I never opened my mouth.
You had a meeting out of the palm of your hand.
I broke down and cried.
Believe me, Jer, they were moved. All right, now how about lunch?
I've got to go to my office and shoot myself.
No problem. We'll make it tomorrow, then.
The captain's sinking and the ship doesn't even notice. Okay, so you had a weird visitation this morning. You can live with that. Just lay off meditation from now on. And stay away from Chinese restaurants. Think about your date tonight with Margie. Life must go on.
What if she's there again tonight?
What?
When you go home, what if she's there?
Jared, it's 5 o'clock. I'm taking off. You want to go for a drink?
Hmm?
Cheryl said you canceled all your appointments today. Hey, you've been sitting here with the lights off all afternoon? Nothing wrong, is there? You're not depressed, are you? I hate depression.
No.
Good, good. Now, listen, I've been thinking about the question you asked this morning.
You mean, am I married?
No, the other one. Am I? That's a damned interesting question, Jer. I've been thinking about it all afternoon, and I've decided I'm not. I'm getting out of the business.
You're what?
I'm going to sell my shares in the company and buy an island off the coast of Maine. I want to do something meaningful with my life. I want to write poetry.
What are you talking about? We have been together since the beginning. We're a team. We finish each other's sentences.
I know. I want to start finishing my own sentences. I'm going to take ballet lessons, too.
Ballet? In Maine?
I'll teach myself.
Oh, I don't understand anything anymore. I tried to talk straight to Cheryl, and she turned in her notice. I ask you a question, and you retire. I feel like Walter Mitty.
Who's he, one of our copywriters?
I'm all alone.
No, you're not, Jer. A guy like you is never alone. You understand what it takes to succeed in this business.
What's that?
You believe everything you say. Well, if you ever find yourself in Maine, drop in.
Mr. T?
Huh?
It's Tilly. You're still here. Everyone else has gone home. Aren't you going home?
What do you want, Tilly?
I want to talk to you about my job. I've worked very hard for Tremendous Pill. I've given up everything a guy as young as me has to give up. I know I've been in a slump creativity-wise, but I'm due for a hot streak. I can feel it. If you'll just give me another chance.
Did I fire you?
No. But you're going to, aren't you?
Why, I hadn't even thought about it.
That's what I mean. Neglect is the lowest form of communication.
Tilly, sit down.
I'm sorry if I said any...
I want to ask you a question. You give me a straight answer, and you don't have to worry about your job. Is that a deal?
Sure.
Just tell me plain and simple, if I'm married.
Is this a test?
It's just a question. Yes or no?
Your private life is your own business.
Just answer.
I don't know what you want me to say.
This is the greatest business in the greatest country in the world, and you can sit there and tell me you don't know what to say? Say anything. It's all creativity. There's no bottom line. It's up to you to put it across. You can't be afraid of giving offense. You have to call them as you see them. You learn that lesson, and you'll be an account executive in no time.
You mean I'm not fired?
Of course you're fired. I don't want anyone working for me who can't make a decision.
Oh, take your own advice, Jer. You gotta make a decision. Are you going out with Margie and certain bliss, or home to who knows what?
Right.
Jerry. Hi, lover.
Hi, Marge. Look, I asked you to meet me early because, we did have a date, didn't we?
Yes.
Good. I have to break it.
Well, it was inevitable, I suppose.
I'm sorry, but, what do you mean?
The time was bound to come.
Why?
But I know what we both agreed on. Open arms, open minds, and no questions asked.
Is there a reason you knew this was inevitable?
Your position.
Which is?
No commitments, no promises.
No?
Don't look so crestfallen. That's the way I wanted it, too. It's the only kind of relationship to have. That way no one's hurt and there's no hard feelings.
But there must be some kind of feeling.
Oh, Jer, stop putting me on. Order us a short drink and give me a dime. I have to make a quick phone call.
This is it, Jer. Here you are. You've burned your bridges, and now you're home.
Hello? Hello? Honey? I'm home. Empty. Terrific. What a chump. Turned down a flesh and blood date for an illusion. Well, have a drink and enjoy the laugh. The great Jerry Tremendous is spending the evening alone. Oh, if this ever got out, you would be a laughing stock. What a relief, huh? So, it was all in your mind after all. A big joke. Just sit home and read a magazine. That's good enough for you. Damn her, anyway. She said she'd be home at 6 and it's nearly 7. I know. Cuckoo, cuckoo. You don't have to rub it in. Where is she, anyway? She's probably seeing some guy on the sly. Probably that bum she works for, Fielding. What's he, anyway? Some Prussian meathead who insists his employees get to work on time? Ah, punctuality's a cheap virtue. Maybe she won't come home at all. What if you pushed her too far? Oh, she was gorgeous. She was the most gorgeous thing you ever laid eyes on. Oh, I must have been blind to let something like that get away. I must have been a stark, raving idiot.
What if something's happened to her? The police wouldn't know who to contact. Damn that Fielding. I'll call every one of them in the whole damn phone book. You're back. You did come back. Do you want a drink? You look like you've had a long day. I want to apologize. I'm going to change. I'm going to try another storyboard, okay? Why don't we go out to a restaurant? Do you want a drink? We're going to be real happy together from now on. Is that a deal? I accept just you and me. I really do. I accept.
We thought you might like to know what became of some of the people in our story. So, Cheryl, true to her threat, quit the Tremendous Pill Agency and is currently collecting unemployment, an experience about which she plans to write a book. Tilly dropped out of advertising altogether and became a shepherd. Paul Pill's latest volume of Down East Verse has been critically acclaimed as containing, among other things, the finest sonnet ever written in the English language on the international controversy over the 12-mile limit. But what of our hero, our Superman in double knits? Was Jerry Tremendous true to his word? Did he reform and settle down to the domestic happiness the mysterious woman's presence suggested was his? Was he able to bring his lower and higher selves into harmony? Did he ever find out her name? Frankly, none of these questions is worth a bucket of warm beer, for Jerry Tremendous is now the Secretary of State for a small independent nation established in Bayonne, New Jersey, as a tax dodge by a group of local businessmen. He was originally hired to do their public relations and was so effective he was offered the cabinet post. He works out a 1946 Studebaker on a used car lot off Route 35, where people from all walks of life come to seek his advice. He has survived two assassination attempts, but as a result has started to write his memoirs early. His loyal wife? Why, she has sat by his side in that Studebaker and has not said a word for 5 years.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Dolphin Position, was written by Percy Granger and produced and directed by Fletcher Marco. Your host was Andy Griffith. Our stars were Elliot Reed, Joan McCall, and Bonnie Phillips. Featured in the cast were Dawes Butler, Robert Towers, and Marilyn Lightstone. John Harlan speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you in part by the Singer Store, where right now you can save $150 off regular price on one of the world's easiest to use sewing machines.
This is Vincent Price. Tomorrow at this time, we'll bring you my kind of story. Lots of thrills and chills.